Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And today we're talking about something that is changing in human behavior, and we're seeing it in the data. And I cannot wait to dig into this idea of FONF. What? What did he just say? Did he just like throw up on the microphone? No, FONF. The fear of not first. Listen, for the longest time, we've all focused on FOMO, the fear of missing out. We use that in all of our marketing, right? 2 days left, this thing expires here, 24 hours to go, early bird rate expiring. It's always been about FOMO, the fear of missing out. But we've changed. What we want to now do is we want to be the first to get the thing. We want to be the first to get the new color of that Aloe or Lululemon outfit, right? We want to be the first one to get the new iPhone 16. We want to have the beta access to the new software that's coming out from the MarTech platform that we use. We want to be first. And there now is this fear of not being first, which I'm calling FONF, which is a ridiculous acronym that I made up, but I like it. The fear of not first. And I have some data about the power of FONF. Okay. And we see it in everything. It really started in consumer, and then it started to bleed into B2B. And the way it started in consumer was when certain really cool brands, they were starting their subject line or their social posts with things like just in colon or just dropped. And what they were basically saying is, hey, this is the newest thing. And it's not going to be around for that long. So you want to jump on it right now so you could be cool and be one of the first ones to have it. But what we're now seeing in the data in the last 90 days, that for both business and consumer marketers, this idea of promoting things, trying to leverage this fear of not being first is crushing it. So let me first take you through some business to business examples of how you could bring this into your own marketing. And then I'll show with you consumers. All right. So on the business to business side, if your email promotions, for example, if your subject lines start with things like this, just announced colon, right? And then you go on to say, you know, the keynote speaker, blah, blah, blah. Or you announce, you know, preview. And then you say, you know, this is the early access to our new software, whatever it is, or sneak peek about our latest trends guide. When you have just announced at the start of your subject line, it's increasing open rates by about 28% on the business side. Preview, 26%. Early access, 25%. Sneak peek, 22%, right? When you say things like early, it's lifting up 17%. Early access to our latest trends guide. You're telling the person they're going to know before everybody else. This is working on your email subject lines, your email headlines, on your landing pages, on your social posts, on the copy that goes with your social posts. If you're not trying to leverage this behavior where we want to make sure we are first, you are missing out. And on the consumer side, it's even more so, right? I don't know if they have Aloe where everybody is or if everyone knows about Aloe, A-L-O, but they really are one of the companies that really has pushed the agenda on this idea of FONF, of the fear of not first. Because what they do is every few months they come out with new colors of their outfits and things that you can buy. And they drop an email, they drop a social post, and they're like, it just dropped. And you got to get in on it or it's gone. Right. And so when you do things, for example, again, in your subject line, in your body copy, in your landing pages, on your social posts, everywhere, it is massively increasing engagement. So on the subject lines, for example, on the consumer side, if you start your subject line with just dropped, okay, it is lifting your open rate percentage by 35% as compared to standard subject lines. Just in, 32%. Early access, 29%. VIP preview, 25%. Pre-release, 21%. First to know, 20%. It is this whole flipping of the script. It used to be FOMO. Oh, there's only 2 days left. Forget about that. When there's only 2 days left, everybody's already got the thing. We want to be the first one, whether it's in business, getting the tip sheet, the guide, the content, okay, right? Or beta access to the software, or beta, or be the first to know about the agenda at a conference. We want to be first. And on the consumer side, we want to know, we want access to the deals, the offers, the trends, the thing. So this idea of FONF, the fear of not first, is a great test to incorporate into your marketing, especially as we head into this period of year where we're all buying the latest stuff, right? So FONF, I love it. F-O-N-F. All right, before we get into the ridiculous portion of this podcast where I'm going to break down what are my favorite holiday things we all should be buying, which is so important, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented to you by Marigold. That was my singing. That was not bad. Listen, Marigold is my ESV, my email sending platform. You're like, oh, I'm tuning this out. I don't care who Jay uses for his email sending platform, but you should, because you don't like your email sending platform, and I love mine. Whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, I have a special deal that Marigold has given just for the listeners of this podcast, up to 50% off. Now listen, they are a roll-up of Cheetah Digital and Emma and Sailthrough and LiveClicker and Campaign Monitor, all the best platforms on the planet. And you can get up to 50% off just to be a listener of this podcast. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/save. That's jschwedelson.com/save. The special offer is only there. It's not going to be there for much longer. Check it out. I strongly tell you, endorse whatever. They are awesome. I've been using them for years. So check out Marigold. All right. Let's get into the ridiculous portion of this podcast where, you know, Oprah comes out with her favorite things every year. So I decide I'm going to come out with my favorite things because there are some things that I think are super awesome that everyone should waste some money on. So one of the things is this thing called cleaning gel for your car. It costs $6. It's on Amazon. Why am I telling you this is so important? So this cleaning gel is this big blob of this like blue goo, okay, that comes in this little like can or whatever. And the reason I got it was the other day I went somewhere with my son in his car, and his car was gross. I was so annoyed. I'm like, dude, your car is disgusting. There was like 400 water bottles, which I don't understand. He had socks like in his glove compartment, like used, like dirty socks. I'm like, what are you doing in here? And it was the dustiest thing. I thought I was like in the desert and there was a sandstorm. I'm like, what goes on in your car? I go, this is unacceptable. And then I looked on Amazon, and they had this thing called this cleaning gel for your car. And you get this goop, okay? And you just smush it down in all the different areas of the car, and it picks up all the dirt and all the little particles and all the garbage. And it worked incredibly well. And then you wash it in the sink. And I am telling you, for $6, this thing is a game changer. You could also use it like on your keyboard and other places where there's like little gnarly nooks and crannies. So go on Amazon and look up cleaning gel. I think it's called like Pulidiki, Pulidiki car cleaning gel. I don't know. Listen, I am not an affiliate for any of these companies or brands or products. I'm just telling you nonsense that I like. The other thing that I'm obsessed with, which I've been using for years, okay, is my Ember mug, EMBER.com. This thing's kind of a ripoff. It's very expensive. It's like $100 or $150. I don't know. But what it is it's a coffee mug. And you can control the temperature of your coffee or whatever else you put in the mug on an app. Okay. So you set whatever temperature you want and it stays at that temperature the entire time. This is, and it works. It's not like one of these things. Sometimes you buy this stuff, it doesn't work, blah, 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 whatever. I've been using this for years. I love this thing. It is amazing. One of my buddies is trying to, he was telling me his favorite thing right now is his, like his belt bag, like one of these kind of like man purse things, whatever. He's like, you got to get one. I'm like, I don't think that's my jam. I don't know. So I'm like, what do you put in it? He's like, well, you put your wallet and your keys. He goes, but I keep food in it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You keep food in, what are we doing? We don't need to carry around a granola bar everywhere we go. So I don't think I'm on that train. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, check out the car cleaning gel. It's very good. Thanks for being here. Go to jschwedelson.com. Hit me up. I want to work with you. I want to talk with you. I want to hang out with you. There's a form there. We should do stuff. and leave this thing a review. Why not? Come on. All right, later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.